Only 2% of sexual assault cases actually end in felony convictions in our country. Now, just sit with that number for a minute. 2%. So out of 100 women who reported a sexual assault, a rape, only two of them get justice. And we're still asking the question, why don't people report? I think we've answered that question. Why would a victim go to that much trouble, humiliation, opening those wounds up again over and over and over again to have nothing happen?
I'm Christina Janney with the Hayes Post and Eagle Radio, and I'm speaking with Jennifer Hecker and Aniston Weber of Options Domestic and Sexual Violence Services about Sexual Assault Awareness Month on this episode of the Hayes Post podcast. Well, this morning we were going to talk about Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Yes.
So what kind of services does Options offer to people who are survivors of sexual assault?
A lot. We have 24-hour crisis intervention, so anyone can call our helpline anytime, day or night, as well as our texting line and our web chat. They can reach out and ask for help, get counseling. We also offer peer counseling, support groups, medical advocacy, court and legal advocacy. So if you decide to report, we can help you understand what your rights are and know how to get help and how to go through those processes. You know, that's a big, scary thing on top of a big, scary thing that's happened. So we're here to hold their hand and walk them through the process one step at a time.
All those services are free?
Absolutely.
And confidential, as I understand it.
Yes. Confidentiality is our most sacredly held guiding principle, because confidentiality means safety.
Jennifer, unfortunately, as we were talking earlier, the number of services that you've offered has actually increased.
Yes. Yes.
How much have they increased?
Quite a bit. So, and we just came out with our newest profile on the services that we've offered throughout Northwest Kansas. And last year we provided 1,324 services to sexual assault victims. And the previous year we had provided 859.
What do you see as the reason for the increase?
I think that people are more aware that there is help for them out there. And I think that when they come to a place where first and foremost they are believed, they're more likely to stay engaged in those services and come back and work through that healing process.
Also, you have Crime Victims Rights Week.
That's correct.
Coming up. What kind of services do you offer for crime victims?
Same thing, because, you know, anyone who's been victimized, domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, or human trafficking, all of those are crimes. And we can help people understand, validate their experiences, understand the dynamics and how that can impact their life now, their life in the future. And if they have children, you know, how children are directly impacted, you know, through that type of violence when it happens to a parent, or maybe they witness it. And so working through all of those, court advocacy, legal advocacy, all types of things.
So through the month of April, there's some events for both of these awareness activities. So what are some of the events for Sexual Assault Awareness Month?
Yeah, I'm going to ride that on over to Aniston.
All right. So today we have Walk a Mile on campus at Fort Hayes. That's an event that asks people to kind of strip away like gender norms, being that we ask men to walk a mile in women's high heels, just to kind of express gender-based violence, and to literally walk a mile in somebody's high heels. And then on the 11th, we have our What Were You Wearing exhibit. We've actually had this exhibit up throughout the month, starting in March. But this is an exhibit that challenges people to look past what people were wearing when they were sexually assaulted, because clothes don't matter when you're experiencing sexual assault.
And I think as you see that display, that becomes extraordinarily obvious, mm-hmm. that it was not what someone was wearing that caused them to be sexually assaulted.
We've talked about this before that, you know, people think, well, it was a slinky dress or something low cut. And if you actually go to that exhibit, you see the, you know, it's t-shirts, it's sweats, it's jeans. It's like something that anybody would have been wearing on a, you know, lazy Saturday afternoon. There was some child victims that, you know, you see their outfits too. And it's really impactful. I encourage everybody to go out and see that.
Yeah. And, you know, you guys were, Eagle Radio was so helpful to us in that display. And so were the Women Who Lead, just really coming together. I think the thing I love about What Were You Wearing is that it really is a community built experience.
Mm-hmm. And there's stories with each of those displays of clothing, statements from the victims about their attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. And then kicking off Crime Victims Rights Week, we have an Audrey and Daisy movie screening on the 24th, and that'll also be at Fort Hays in the Union Ballroom. We'll also have a panel after that movie. So if you have questions about the documentary itself or for any of the organizations who are on the panel that are about our process for handling somebody who's been sexually assaulted, there's an open availability to ask questions. The people on the panel will be Options, Janus Campaign, Campus Police, and then High Plains Mental Health Center.
So Audrey and Daisy is actually a true story about two young women who were sexually assaulted and their journey through trying to bring justice and report those crimes.
Mm-hmm. And to simply be believed.
Right.
Also, you've got, are there other activities that you have going on, Aniston?
Yeah. The following day on April 25th, we have our interactive art exhibit. That's more of a healing activity. We're asking people to kind of release their emotions because art heals. We're asking people to, cut, tear, paint on a wedding dress or tuxedo. Just words that they might have heard in an abusive relationship, things they might have seen, things they're feeling from past trauma, just to kind of express that people aren't alone in this and situations of abuse can happen to anybody, even after you're married.
Yep.
And then on the 27th, during the art walk, we will display that dress and tux, and we'll also have our bake sale with the student advisory board that we have at Hays High School.
Yeah, definitely check out that big sale. I got some really good cookies last night.
And we were really lucky this year. We received a grant from NAVVA through the Victims of Crime Act grant managers. And we got a $5,000 grant to do some of these awareness events. We're also developing a poster series that really encourages people to take action. And it asks the question, how would you help? And so those will be out just in a couple of weeks. You'll be seeing them all over town.
Mm-hmm. Also, you have Rock Against Rape that's coming up against in May. Tell us a little bit about that event.
Sure. So Rock Against Rape happens on May 4th, and it'll be at the Home Event Center. The concert starts at 7 o'clock and goes all the way until 1:30, you know, when the bands are kind of done.
Everybody
playing.
Drops dead.
But yeah, when everybody's done. We have some fantastic local talent and some talent coming all the way from Garden City coming out to play. The vibes are very much rock concert. So, I mean, if you're into that.
They do start a little slower rock. And then as the night progresses, they get a little heavier, a little rockier, a little louder, a lot louder.
It's much tamer in the evening hours than, you know, early morning kind of stuff. So the vibes are very much a rock concert. And it's to show that, you know, you can get as drunk as you want to, and you should not expect to be sexually assaulted. Alcohol does not cause rape. Rapists cause rape.
So when and where is that, and is there a cost for tickets?
So it is at the Home Event Center, and the cost for tickets is it's an 18 plus event. So if you're 18, if you are under 21, the cost to enter is $10. And if you are over the age of 21, it's $5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that just covers the cost for the Home Event Center to host the space.
Right. And from what time to what time?
7 to 1-ish.
Till you drop. Well, and it's a great way, you know, that event is a great way to reach out to young people, mm-hmm. And to, again, bust some of myths about sexual assault. And, so interspersed throughout, the songs and, the bands will be sharing some statistics and doing some information. Mm-hmm. Aniston will be up there. I'm sure I'll be up there a little bit talking about things that that we know not to be true. You know, things like, you know, we hear these myths like once a guy gets started, he can't stop. You know, we heard that a lot to justify date rape. But any adult who's, let's say, had a private moment with their spouse and their kids come bursting in the door, no one ever says, I can't, nobody keeps going, right? So that, we know that is a myth. Everyone immediately stops and mm-hmm. covers up. And so so this is about busting some of those myths that make rape okay.
Why do you think these awareness events are so important to your mission at Options?
I think part of it is because, and I say this a little lightly, but it really is true. Part of our job is to educate the jury pools in our community so that when people report and those reports result in charges and those charges result in a trial, that the community members, their peers sitting there, understand the dynamics, whether that's domestic violence or sexual assault, that they really understand what has happened so that they can render a more justice-centered verdict for the victims.
Well, and we talked about the increase in the number of people seeking services mm-hmm. Through your agency. So do you think just helping victims also reach out and find healing and find justice also?
Yes, but it's not enough. You know, only 2% of sexual assault cases actually end in felony convictions in our country. Now, just sit with that number for a minute, 2%. So out of 100 women who reported a sexual assault, a rape, only 2 of them get justice. And we're still asking the question, why don't people report? I think we've answered that question. Why would a victim go to that much trouble, humiliation, opening those wounds up again over and over and over again to have nothing happen,
yes.
to not get justice?
Well, I think it's also important in terms of prevention too.
Yes.
And prevention from male awareness as well, not just women learning how to stay safe and report, but men learning, you know, what boundaries, what
That's
healthy
right.
boundaries are.
Yes. I think, you know, we are seeing a shift in the field. And Aniston, I think you've seen this too, where, you know, when even 10 years ago when I started in this field, there was a lot of talk about rape prevention, but all of that rape prevention was teaching women mm-hmm. how to dress more modestly, how to walk in a dark parking lot with their keys interlaced in between their fingers, you know, never leave a bar alone. None of the rape prevention actually talked to people who were perpetrating the rapes and doing anything to stop them. And so what ends up happening is when you attempt to keep yourself safe and you can't because you are overwhelmed by force or fear, then you feel like you were the one who failed to protect yourself. And that causes deep, deep shame. And when people feel shame, they stop acting in their own self-defense.
And destigmatizing, talking about sexual assault and coming forward also opens a pathway for male victims to yes. come forward too, because there's a whole nother layer of shame that comes with being a man and reporting a sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just destigmatizing that with these events and with talking about it creates a pathway for male victims also.
Yeah. I think that's an important point that it's not only women who can be
Absolutely.
Survivors mm-hmm. of sexual assault or domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, we are concerned. We know that men underreport it far. Rape in general is underreported mm-hmm. by everyone. I think particularly by men because of the additional stigma that comes along with that. And, you know, trauma, we hold on to trauma. Our bodies hold on to trauma. And that trauma stays with you your whole life. And so getting that, and it impacts you in small and big ways that sometimes we're aware of and oftentimes we are not aware of. And so getting connected to a support group or connecting with an advocate who can talk you through these things and validate what your experiences have been really help to open those floodgates so that the healing can start. It's a journey.
I know we've talked a lot today about Sexual Assault Awareness Month, but I think I would be, and sexual assault and rape in general, but I think I'd be remiss about talking about the services that you provide for domestic violence victims. We just learned yesterday evening that a plea has been accepted in the Jay Shoemaker case, which was a spousal violence case. What services do you provide or domestic violence? How do people get involved, and why is it so important to make that choice now for yourself?
I think that's why we're bringing attention to this during Crime Victims' Rights Week. It is about making sure that victims of crime, domestic violence, homicide, that those victims' voices are still heard, that justices are not, that injustice doesn't continue. And I think, you know, in this case, many systems failed this victim, including our own. And there are many things that we can do. One of the things that we're doing in our community is developing lethality assessments so that the entire police force, all of the police forces in all of Ellis County have been trained in how to respond. And, you know, our community has responded by developing a high-risk team that we are getting started with, and again, educating the jury pool so they understand those dynamics are so important. Anyone can come and get help, and I think that family members often don't know that they can come and ask, what can I do to help? Or because, you know, family members are seeing these things happen, these tragedies unfold, and they feel so powerless to help. Coming to options and talking with an advocate is a great way to get started, to know what you can do to help that victim and to help yourself and your children or other family members who are experiencing that. We offer counseling and support groups, crisis intervention. We have safe shelter. So if you are unsafe or you know someone who is unsafe and needs a safe place to go, call us. We are a phone call away. And we're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Jennifer, can you share those phone numbers and websites? Do you have those available?
Yes, I sure do, because Aniston was smart and brought her card, because we were just talking about how we always have a brain freeze when it comes to our 800 right. number. Okay, so our 800 number is 800-794-4624. You can also text the word HOPE to the number 847-411 if you don't have a smartphone. If you do have a smartphone, you can still do it that way, but you can also download our free app called My Mobile Options, and that is available for free on the Apple Store and the Google Store. You can also visit our website, www.helpforabuse.org. That's the number 4. And you can open a confidential chat with an advocate there as well.
And all those services are confidential and free.
Free, absolutely.
And if you're working through a website, there are safe ways to get out of there and clear your cache. So
yes,
if someone would walk into a room that might be threatening to you, you can get out of there and stay safe.
That's right. And our text lines also, if you're texting, we have steps that you can walk through to wipe those texts as well. So that also preserves your security. We also offer free phones, free Wi-Fi phones. So if you are worried that your abusive partner is tracking your phone or looking at your messages, you can come and get a phone from us that will have those apps preloaded on it.
Well, of course, you have offices here and in Colby, but there's also mobile services.
Yes.
And if you follow the Options Facebook page, you can see where they will be out and about in Kansas.
That's right.